Edmonton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Messages coming in from around the world on the death of Pope Francis. King Charles says he and the Queen are deeply saddened. Australia's Prime Minister giving thanks for the life of the Holy Father. Vice President J.D. Vance issuing a statement saying his heart goes out to the millions of Christians around the world who loved him. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Rome with more on Vance's meeting with the Pope over the weekend.
Pope Francis met privately with Vice President J.D. Vance, who was visiting Rome during Holy Week with his family. The Vatican Press office says the two met for several minutes and exchanged Easter greetings. In a post on X, the vice president writing in part, quote, "It was an honor to be in Rome on this Holy Week."
In New York, ABC News contributor Father James Martin.
He celebrated Easter with the faithful, and now he celebrates Easter in heaven with Jesus Christ. The timing is pretty remarkable.
Pope Francis was 88 and had recently been hospitalized for more than a month with pneumonia. This is ABC News. The Trump administration calling on the Supreme Court to reverse course after the justices temporarily blocked the deportation of a group of migrants under that 18th century wartime act the White House has been using. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington.
Earlier this month, in a separate 5-4 decision, the court allowed the administration to use the Alien Enemies Act, but said non-citizens must be given reasonable time to challenge their removal before being deported. Now, just weeks later, the court halting the deportations in a 7-2 vote, saying the standard may not have been met.
An Israeli investigation into the killings of 15 Palestinian medics in Gaza last month by Israeli forces, blaming professional failures for the mistake. A deputy commander has also been fired over it. Stores selling secondhand clothing, shoes, and accessories are poised to benefit from the Trump administration's trade war, even as global businesses race to avoid the damage. The president's tariffs are expected to drive up new clothing costs, since nearly all new clothing is imported. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the A's.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Oh, he was great. You know, you guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be breezy, cloudy, with scattered showers likely today. The showers will end, and we will clear a little bit by late this afternoon with a high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun with a few sprinkles here and there, and a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good Monday morning to you. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally,
it is
right?
The week of the National Football League draft coming your way from Northeast Wisconsin and parts beyond, but epicenter right smack around Lambeau Field.
Did you go down there this weekend?
I did not.
No, we did.
Yeah, I've been watching. You know, almost don't have so many people are posting. You can just watch
right.
Almost lifetime,
yeah, really.
Which is cool. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure what roads I can get in on right now anyway, and I don't want to be that guy.
Lombardi's done, so.
Boom. Both ways.
Yep.
Okay.
That's over. But yeah,
I was actually going to a movie yesterday, and I thought, and it was at Bay Park.
Oh, yeah, you know,
and
but
I thought,
Ashland's fine, though. That's where
just take right. Ashland all the way, and then one of the roads over?
Right, I went to that Fresh Time.
Oh!
Got my leg of lamb there. I didn't bring any for you guys, because you were a little critical last year.
So. I don't know, but I just didn't like it.
Oh, that's not being critical. Okay.
I just didn't like, you know, something. Just,
okay. It's not your cooking that we're critical of. I'm just
right.
not a big
no.
fan
yeah,
of
okay.
lamb.
I'm not, I'm not a big fan of hoagies, or not hoagies, of
Euros?
Euros.
Well, that's a totally different way to cook it, but yeah.
I know, but it's just something about the eating the lamb.
Is it because it's a lamb? Or
maybe.
It,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Donna does. She doesn't like it because it's a lamb. But,
I didn't have a problem with rabbits.
Yeah. That.
You know?
Yeah. Huh. Anyway. And I brought some to the
I'll tell you what, Amazon.
Shelter. Yes.
They're efficient.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Ordered on a Saturday, arrives on a Sunday. Isn't that awesome?
What took so long?
I know, right? So excited.
So what is this now?
Just something I ordered.
Yeah.
What did you order, John?
From Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It was you on Prime. That's nice. So they didn't even charge you for shipping.
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you buy?
But what'd you get?
It's a health thing.
Yeah, good. All right. So once you should open it. That's why they
sure
ship it so fast.
Because you need it right away.
Was it a, what do they call it?
What is that?
Walker things?
Well, it's not the exact, I wanted the oxen one, but it's,
pedometer?
It's, organic tallow honey balm.
Okay. For?
My face. I want a more youthful appearance. And this is what I'm going with. Tallow balm. It's made out of pure tallow.
And it's going to be a bomb.
It's a B-A-L-M.
Oh, B-A-L-M. Okay, all right. I can't see from over here. Right.
It's tallow. It's made out of tallow.
What does it smell like?
Good.
Smells yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just perfume, though. That doesn't
yeah.
have anything to do with
yeah.
it.
Oh, man.
So tallow's supposed to be good for...
Oh, make me look younger?
Right there. Oh, I can't believe it.
Isn't that something?
So it gets the wrinkles out?
Yeah. Was it working?
Keep putting it on.
Wrinkles? Is it for like different
rejuvenating?
Yeah, rejuvenation.
Yeah, rejuvenation of your skin.
Okay, let me just ask you. Yeah. How did you come across that?
Internet.
No, no. Oh, was it a video ad? Did you see? Did you read it? Recommended?
I think both.
Okay.
Before and after pictures of people.
Oh yeah, those factual. Yep. No, good for you.
Boy, the writing is so small I can't even read the directions. Can you? Can you read the directions?
Do not put under your eyes.
In the morning. Yeah. Do not drink coffee while.
Did you, you're supposed to rub it in a circular motion.
Yeah.
No, those are pretty straight lines you are doing.
Well, I'll get it.
The temperature just of beginning. Your finger.
I've only just begun.
Mm-hmm.
Tallow bomb is the new me. You know what? If I have to hand over my man card for that, go ahead. So I get, it's in my wallet someplace.
Okay. All right. Well, we should take a picture today and then take one.
Like in 30 days, like every 30 days,
right,
maybe?
And then we'll send it in, and maybe you can be a free ad. Or an ad. You charge them for it. Not free.
Not sure what it smells like. No, a little bit like Vicks. Right.
No,
a little
it's
bit
not
of
that
Vicks.
Strong.
No?
No, it's good.
Hmm. I've got that smell all day, though. Boy, the dentist enjoy that smell being in my face
that's
all
right.
day today.
That's what you got going on.
3.5 hour root canal and crown today. And I can't wait. Because I've been dealing with this for how long? Since your golf tournament 2 years ago. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
I'm serious.
That's good to get that over with. That's
when you're buying me $12 drinks of vodka so I can rub on my gums.
That is why you look forward to it. No one looks forward to a root canal, but boy, you look forward to it to get it over with.
Yeah.
Right? So,
but you're asking about gas, right? They just give you a couple of shots in your teeth and that's
it. You can get both, though. But
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But I bet if you do, then you have to have somebody drive you or something,
yeah, totally.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah,
no, I don't want
that's
that.
That's true.
I just want to get out of there and go home and chill.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but what a big week we got going on. It's all coming together right now. And you know, it's kind of cool. One thing I'm looking forward to, and I'm not sure when they're coming to town, probably Thursday or Wednesday. But like Dan Patrick's show and stuff like that. I know a lot of the guys are going to be on some of those shows. So, that's going to be fun going over and saying hello to some of those guys.
Right. Is that Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Coming there.
Yeah.
I know he's coming to the, one of them's coming to the bar. I know that. Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's when the energy's really going to kick in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
A little competition, although, with the news out of the Vatican.
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised when I got up this morning. I'm like, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. Nice encouraging comment to start out my day, Todd. Start out my week. Tallow makes you look younger. Well, it can't hurt. There's nothing out there that can make John look any older. Todd from DePure.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I think he's might be onto something there.
All right. Okay. I am good. Todd, do me a favor. Don't take a picture.
Okay.
Just look at me.
Yep.
When, like this morning, and then look at me again in about a month.
Okay.
I'm trying to only send kind texts today with the draft being in town and everything. And you start off saying, I'm doing something for my face. Brian. Okay, Brian. Well, you know what, Brian? Some of us still want to feel youthful and look youthful and think there's still good be a career out there and possibly male modeling or something. Years. You never know. I've been working out. Could happen. It is a Monday today. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh, which is, I will take that. Unfortunately, more rain coming up. It was so cold last night here with that wind. Wasn't that one of those just nasty, cold spring nights?
Days.
Yeah. Where that wind and rain was just unbelievable. Today's National Tea Day. I so wish I liked tea. It's so good for you.
Yeah, it is. And it's cool when you order it. You know, they bring it to the little box and everything. But, yeah.
Todd, you seem like a tea guy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Had some yesterday morning. Usually a Sunday morning is when I do it.
I have to put so much sweetener in it. It's just such a bitter taste to me. That it just
you can get some really good teas that are not bitter.
I mean, I've got a thing. Yeah. I got a box of green tea in my cupboard.
Yeah,
and I can't figure out a way without putting 6 scoops of sugar in it to make it taste good.
Yeah, you might want to get that. What's this orange citrus? That's that you won't need as much, right? But that Earl Grey, which is what I like, but that needs. I agree, it needs something. I don't know. I'm just coffee. That's it. I've given.
I know, but
tea.
It's so good. For
I know
your
it
tea is.
Yeah, it is.
It's
it
like the everything. Most, it's got the most immune system
yeah.
things.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that other stuff that's, you know, antioxidants.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Yep.
Quick so survey. What Kim Mino model? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to be the best I can be.
Every day.
So every day, wake up, be the best I can be. Today is kindergarten day. That was a rough year.
Yeah, it is.
That's a rougher year than people realize.
So kindergarten, did you have all day kindergarten?
No, mornings.
Did you have all day, Jim?
We did.
We had the mornings. This.
The teacher's like, we're going to, and it was like 3 blocks from our house. And my mom tells the story all the time, but the teacher's like, we're going to learn this. We're going to learn that. We're going to do this. And kind of like getting the kids excited. And then, well, maybe it was half day. Anyway, at this point, recess, we went outside. I walked home. I'm like,
really? Had enough?
Yeah, I had enough.
I like that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
We had, you know, people back then, I'm not sure, oh, woe is me, oh, people. We had Sister St. Joseph, this little teacher, 99 years old, 100 pounds, 84 pounds.
Yeah.
But the old school of things, like I remember, okay, I wasn't a great colorer. I'd always go outside the lines.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was okay. And you know what she'd make me do? She'd make me sit at a table, okay, me and like another kid. I think it was 82. I don't know. But anyway, we'd have to sit at a table. And all the other kids would walk around holding up their pictures that they drew all around us. Do you know what I mean? Isn't that kind of humiliating?
Yes, just a little.
Yeah. Right?
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And then I remember one time you just get those little cartons of white milk, which was always warm. So it'd be sitting out in the hallway.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and you'd have to sit and drink a carton of milk.
Yeah.
And I would drink until I could see the bottom of the thing, and then I'd go to throw it away. And one day, everybody, leave your cartons there, and she'd shake them. And whoever didn't drink it all, again, had to sit at the table, and other kids had to watch, which gave you another carton of milk to drink, because it was such a sin in wasting milk. Isn't that kind of...
Wow, that's... We had the whole sin thing, but I don't remember her...
I should have turned out so much nicer.
Well, now we know who to blame.
I was going
to
say,
exactly. That's Sister St. Joseph.
I knew it went back to something.
Isn't that traumatic?
Yeah.
I can't imagine if my granddaughters or somebody, and when you're 5 years old, you get humiliated by the rest of the class.
My teacher, I had problems being able to tell the difference between a quarter and a nickel in kindergarten. So she made me stay in and did the whole look at Todd, you know, blah, blah. To this day, I get freaked out when I have to count money back.
Really? Still get nervous about that.
Because, you know, you get traumatized by that stuff.
You do, though. I mean, I remember that like it was yesterday. That has stayed with me.
Yep.
You know, it's funny because I agree with everything you guys are saying. We have a guest coming in talking about certain kids at certain ages are more apt to certain things. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Who's coming in later? And that's really true. We've talked about that before. Maybe some kids are more interested in mechanical things than...
Yeah, right.
There's
like I said, that's why the Soviets, how they did it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. But this guy is really... And I think we have to be more sensitive to that because there are... And instead of humiliating kids, say, look, let's support this kid and run this track. But anyway, we have somebody coming in later to talk about that.
Chocolate covered cashew day.
Love it.
Easter Bunny was pretty good to me.
Was he?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Because, boy, I watched a lot of golf and stuff this weekend, just tore into that whole big thing of candy. And chocolate covers cashews from Sarugi's.
Oh, lordy.
Spent money over there.
Then there was, what's those other things? It's almost like coconut covered. It's almost like a brittle, and they're coconut covered. Can't think of the name of them. They're unbelievable. Unbelievable. And actually, I thought about that. Getting my tooth done today. I thought, you know, I probably won't be able to eat any of this stuff for a long time.
Right.
So
might as well.
I load it up.
Mm-hmm. Go to town.
That and the only jelly bean I like, black licorice jelly beans.
Ooh. I like those, too.
The best.
Orange. Red.
All right, we got to start a quick break now. We got a full lineup today. Back after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here. If you were misled or lied to in any way when buying a timeshare, right now is your wake-up call. With the tariffs, economy tanking, and inflation rising, you might need to ask yourself this question. Is owning a timeshare a good idea? With all the economic uncertainty, you need to protect yourself and your family. Don't look back and say, if I'd have only got rid of that stupid timeshare they lied to me about. It's time to stop thinking about canceling your timeshare and finally get rid of it and be smart with your money. At Wesley Financial Group, we've saved 48,000 families an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare permanently or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Monday morning, you showed up fine.
Welcome back. Mike with the Mayor here. Good looking Monday morning. 44 in Green Bay. 44 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh. Forecast cloudy with showers, high in the low 50s. Today is National Tea Day, Kindergarten Day, Chocolate Covered Cashew Day. And again, another text here. It said, same here in kindergarten. I hated green beans when I was a kid. Would hide them in my milk carton, walk by the teacher's desk. One day she stopped me, dumped the green beans back in the tray, and had me finish them in front of her. Terry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Terry went to a Catholic school.
Wow. Happy birthday, Iggy Pop. Tony Danza is 74. He hasn't done much in a long time,
has he? No. Nope.
I met him one time, kind of a jerk.
Really?
Yeah, he played in that softball thing I was in Arizona at the time. He was like at the height of his game, though. I mean, he was for TV at the time. He was big, because that's when...
Who's the Boss?
Yeah. Yes, Who's the Boss was out. Rob Riggle is 55. Tony Romo, 45. McDowell, 67. Tony Romo makes so much money. Mind-boggling how much money he makes. Unbelievable. Brewers at San Francisco Giants. What a game they had yesterday. I watched some of that game. They set a team record with 9 stolen bases.
Oh, wow.
9 stolen bases. They had a young pitcher in there who did fantastic. That was neat to see. That was really neat to see. But the Brewers have had such issues with pitchers being hurt this year. I think they set a major league record yesterday with, I want to say, their 9th pitcher who's making his first start in the major leagues. Wow. It's like it's been crazy. Somebody help me out on the exact stat. It's like unbelievable how many different pitchers the Brewers have had to use so far this season already.
And then I was going to call you with Rob selling or buying Timber Rattlers. Is that a big deal?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
that stays with the Brewers.
It stays with the Brewers. Well, that's the important thing. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting to hear more about that,
okay,
to be honest with you. Yeah, that was a big thing.
That's what I thought. It was very quiet. Right.
Very quiet. Just all of a sudden, there's a little article. Yeah. My brand new shirt, first time I wore this shirt, I've worn it for half an hour, and I just spilled coffee on it. What do I do?
Okay.
Because I got 100 shirts that have stains on them from coffee. What do I do? I was thinking about putting hand sanitizer on.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why? It's alcohol.
Yeah.
No.
I would go in the bathroom and just take hand soap, get it wet.
Yep.
And Wash it off.
Look at that. It's gonna That's stand. Never come out.
No.
Shirt is ruined. One day. One time.
That's a nice shirt, too.
Great shirt. Favorite shirt I own. Weeks got off a good start. I tried getting an oxen tallow, and I got bee tallow. And now I spill all over my shirt.
Okay.
Now you know why I'm looking forward to my root canal today.
There you go.
Yeah. The poor dentist.
You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to put on my earbuds. Yeah. I use my earbuds now. Those are actually really cool.
That's cool how that works, right?
That's really cool. You know what's weird, though? If you don't turn them on, and I don't really know how to turn them off. They're weird. If you don't turn them off and you just put them someplace, you can't get anything on your phone.
Yeah, because they're still connected. So it's playing on those.
Right.
Not on your phone.
So yeah. I was trying to get something on my phone there. It's like, what the hell?
If you go into your settings and click the Bluetooth and shut the Bluetooth off, that'll stop the connection until you need to turn it back on again.
Did not know that.
Did you understand it?
Makes sense.
I don't know if I got all those things.
Steps down, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Very high tech.
I still can't believe I ruined my shirt. I seriously can't. I can't believe that.
I'm not far off that. I'm kind of the same way. That's why I always get dark clothes. I never
too.
Buy anything light.
99% of the time, that's what I do too. Yeah. Brittany Merlot is coming up in just a little bit. Talk about this week ahead. What looks good,
We're getting it out of our system.
But it's it seems like it's going to be a lot different today, tomorrow, and maybe Wednesday versus the rest of the week, correct?
Oh, on Wednesday's like 70.
Or Wednesday's go. Okay, so today and tomorrow are just going to be kind of crappy.
Right.
And then it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's perfect for the draft.
Nice timing there.
Yeah.
What's the latest? Anything new? Anything? We got a guy coming on, Dean Bruce from Lindy Sports Magazine. You can find that over at Bosses in downtown on Broadway, downtown De Pere. It is the Bible. If you want to follow the NFL draft and read up on these guys that the Packers might be taking or the Bears, Lions, whomever might be taking. But if you want to read up on these guys, this is the most thorough draft guide that you can find. It will tell you everything you want to know about these people. It is really something. We got him coming on. He's the editor of Lindy Sports Draft Guide. If anybody has any questions, text them in to us, and I'll give them to this guy. If there's somebody you like, don't like, whatever, let us know. 7:34, we got Andrew Zimdars coming up.
Yeah.
Talk about that,
Jim. It's going to be great. But it's just somebody who really focuses on this GPS education. You know, really looking at a young age where their interests are, and then capitalizing on those interests. It'd be interesting. He's got, he's really studied this. I'm looking forward to asking some questions on that. But it's in Appleton, you know, here, doing some of the work in Green Bay. And we've talked about this before. Maybe someone who is just belongs in engineering or belongs in fixing things. And why force a kid into English in the arts?
Totally agree.
I just want to ask him some questions about that, but I was reading up on him.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, we got Kevin Burkle coming on. Burkle's one block over. Talk about a little bit what the vibe is like over there right now in that area. He also, if you're looking for parking, he's got a bunch of parking places he just opened up where people can park.
And I want to talk to him about that. That is a designated drop-off spot for Uber. Do you see that?
And that, okay, we're talking about, okay, so that I would think, I'm just trying, because I'm terrible at directions. But let's say you're going from downtown Green Bay to there, just to give it one direction thing. You take Ashland and then come around. I got to ask him that, too. How do you get to these places? Mm-hmm. You know what? You got to, because I don't want to be that guy in the whatever. But anyway, what else we got here? Good morning, Jim and John. John, you need to be more like Jeff Orlowski and carry a Tide Stain pen with you at all times. Kathy, I've got one here. I've got one upstairs. I've got a Tide Stain pen, and I'm not joking.
Yeah, I got one in my car.
Yeah.
I've never used it.
You should with that.
I'm going to run up during our big break. Yeah. I'm going to go get that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy. I got another one here from Cowboy Dave. Cowboy Dave says, your earbuds should go off when you put them back in their case. Do they?
I believe they do, actually.
And then do they charge automatically when they're in the case?
Is the case plugged in?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Michael says, forecast 40% rain Thursday? 50% rain Friday?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm actually looking at it right now. I'm seeing that myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was Brittany. A couple days ago.
Yeah. Brittany. Well, talk to us. She's coming up next. Brittany Merlot.
60% chance of not having rain.
There you go, Jim.
Always looking at the only time he's ever an optimist. Only time ever.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The latest milk production report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture comes out on Tuesday, and the avian flu or the H5N1 virus circulating in dairy cattle is still a part of the milk production conversation. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Monday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. We'll talk about it next.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
One of the symptoms of the H5N1 virus in dairy cows is that milk production is limited. Everegg dairy broker Cody Koster says he continues to keep in touch with veterinarians on how the virus is moving.
And I've talked to a few veterinarians that I know throughout the country and just said, hey, it was the same time last year where the original bird flu came in. Are you seeing anything different? So far, all of them have said, no, we haven't seen anything different. They're really nervous that it can have a different variant. So just like the flu, every year has a different variant to it. It attacks the immune system differently. They said it's the same thing with the avian bird flu. Until we get a new round or a new strand, we don't know what that is truly going to look like. We just have to sit and wait, has been their comment to me.
Cody Koster, along with us, he's a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg with an update on the H5N1 virus circulating in dairy cows. I've got details on the stories you liked the most from last week coming up.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The Midwest Farm Report team is dedicated to keeping you up to date on all things Wisconsin agriculture, and we're paying attention to the stories you're drawn to. Here's the top three stories from last week. At number three, you were listening to a three-part series on animal welfare strategies on the dairy farm, such as creating grooves in the floor to prevent cows from slipping. The second most listened to story was another episode in that series about giving cows a pedicure, otherwise known as hoof trimming. And the top story from last week was an update on the highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle from state veterinarian Dr. Heather Roney. Find these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be breezy, cloudy, with scattered showers likely today. The showers will end, and we will clear a little bit by late this afternoon with a high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun with a few sprinkles here and there, and a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The NFL Draft 2025 is this week. Visitors will start arriving in Northeast Wisconsin in preparation for all of the festivities that officially start Thursday, April 24th. However, there are many activities planned throughout this week leading up. Lombardi Avenue from Military to Holmgren Way is now completely closed in both directions. Pedestrian traffic along the NFL Draft fence is still allowed. Information on road closures, parking, traffic patterns, shuttle services, and more is available on the NFL OnePass app. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials last week. The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. Here in the 8th Congressional District, there have been reports of infighting and shouting matches. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members. A Wisconsin business owner is talking about the Trump tariffs after learning how much it will hurt his bottom line. TJ Samanchin has 3 Wonder State coffee locations in the state, but he buys all of his coffee beans from farmers in other countries.
All of our coffee is going to get hit with a 10% tariff tax. That's just a boom, unexpected increased cost of business. I need to go out and find financing for that. I have to pay for that tariff upfront before we sell it to the end consumer, right? I got to come up with that cash.
Samanchin adds, coffee doesn't grow well in the U.S., especially in the volume of beans he needs for his businesses across the state. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Monday morning, it is draft week. The entire sporting world is going to be looking at Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, and points beyond all week long. And we're talking about the weather and a little bit disheartening news, perhaps, that Michael just texted us. But we've got Brittany Merlot with her finger on the pulse to let us know exactly what's going on. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. How was your weekend?
It was good. I got to say one thing, though. I saw some things from the UP. There is still, like, great cross-country skiing and things up there. Have you seen the pictures of the – have you seen those? It looks like January. It looks like February in some of those places.
It really does.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
There was some guy I saw out on, you know, social media. He's got, like, 300 inches of snow.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yep, it was just a week ago.
Yeah. There's still all kinds of snow in some place. I mean, like, you'd think it was the middle of January. It's almost May.
You really would. Oh. And it's snowing right now into northwest Wisconsin from Eau Claire to Superior. They're getting some snow, and that's going to be swinging across northern Wisconsin today. Not much, not like the UP, but hey, still, it's looking like winter up north.
Well, when this came out, Brittany, and Todd, Jim, and I, we all said the exact same things. Okay, that week can be questionable. If, like, it was like a week further down the road, if it was a week sooner, we'd be like, don't do it. A week further down the road, it's like, we should be. This is that in-between sort of week coming up, isn't it? It can go either way.
It really is. This week is just wild, to be honest with you. We've got this low pressure system right now through the state that is swiping up north. It's going to drag in a little bit of cold. So today we're only going to get highs in the upper 40s. Tomorrow we'll make it to the mid-50s. Then a warm front lifts through the state, so it's going to warm us up by Wednesday. We'll actually have some sunshine. It'll be very beautiful on Wednesday. But as that warm front moves through, I mean, we could hit anywhere from the upper 60s to the low 70s. But there's always that price to pay with these fronts moving in. That sparks the rain chances. So we've got rain chances Wednesday night into our Thursday morning. Then it looks to stay mostly cloudy for Thursday, highs in about those mid-60s. But this low pressure system hits the state, decides to stall at Lake Michigan, and starts to drop south. So as it does this on Thursday, it's going to swing more showers our way Thursday night and into our Friday morning. And I think those are going to last through at least the afternoon on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Then it starts to clear on out But we've got another round of rain moving in, which I think is going to hit Friday night and into our Friday morning, too. And then it should be gone and out of here. And then we've got a nice high pressure system that builds in for our Friday afternoon, our Saturday, and into our Sunday. But
well, we don't really care about Saturday systems. And Sunday. But I mean,
well, when's the
Saturday? No,
well, Saturday, yeah. But I mean,
isn't that Paisley on Saturday?
Well, it's Saturday night, yeah. But are we okay? There's two types of rain this time of year. Like last night here in Green Bay, it was a cold, cold rain versus a nice April warm rain
shower. Yeah, no,
there is such a difference between those two. Which one do you think we're going to get?
I think we're going to get the warmer spring rain where it's more the lighter kind of spring sprinkles.
Okay.
Not so much this overcast, cold,
windy,
heavy, wet rain. Yeah, the windy, bad conditions. No, I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there's no umbrellas
allowed, right?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think you're even going to need the check umbrella. I think that people...
Right, because they had a list. Ooh, I should know this. They had a list of things. They write the list of things you can't bring in. No firearms. Really? But I'm pretty sure...
They kind of take the fun out of everything.
Yeah, I know, right?
Come on! But I'm pretty sure there's
hey,
no
Todd,
umbrellas.
This isn't like those bars in Mississippi and Louisiana where they ask if you got a firearm going in, and if you don't, they give you one.
That's right.
Not like one of those places.
I want to check on that, but I'm pretty sure there's no umbrellas in
there. I don't know. But you can bring Brittany, in, do you know?
But get this, you can bring in strollers.
I don't, but... I feel like the umbrellas would be annoying. You'd be hitting people.
Yeah.
People couldn't see things. Like, don't even, just get a poncho, shove it in your purse or your pocket.
Right.
If you need it. I really don't, this is not going to be a washout kind of system like we're going through. This
that
is
that drizzle.
Be,
right.
Yes, yes.
And I will say this, you can buy those almost like disposable ponchos that wrap up so tiny. It's amazing.
But even,
I mean, again,
that's
like,
what I'm envisioning.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Then you just, it's like a raft or something, just explodes, opens up.
But even the ones with the Packer logo on are only
$8.
Ooh. With
are they
the
really?
G on the back, yeah. Mm-hmm. A bunch of them. So.
Michael says, this is for Mino. There are NFL rules. You cannot bring in oxen bomb, Mino. Yeah, thank you, Michael. Hear about my bomb, Brittany?
No, but I'm not surprised.
All right. I got to ask you this, though, Brittany, about hanging around at the draft. Are you going to be coming there and doing anything, or is that, like, not your crowd?
I'm going to go because I've never been. I mean,
great.
Why would you not? It's right here in our backyard.
Because that's, you embrace EAA so well, but I didn't know if sports-wise if you're as much.
Oh, absolutely. Huge Packers fan. I, you know, the draft, I'm not sure exactly what's going on, to be honest with you, but I want to be there for it. I want to see it.
You got to be. Yeah. I mean, anybody within a couple hundred miles, really. I mean, don't you think you would
absolutely
at least want
to
spend, it's like going to a county fair or a state fair or something.
Yeah.
Just to see it one time.
Yeah.
We've got shuttle buses coming from Wausau every single day. We're going there. We're going back just in case. Yeah, we're going.
Okay, cool.
And that NFL experience, and the good thing about all this stuff is free if you think about it. I mean, you can spend money on the food trucks and buy some things, and there's a lot of swag. But, I mean, you get that NFL experience is pretty cool. And we were talking Friday. They've got a really cool display in the NFL tent of all the Super Bowl rings from the first one to the current one. And you ought to see some of the bling that, you know, like the Chiefs. Actually, it was, it really changed with
Chiefs.
What
Cowboys?
The Patriots.
Patriots. Yeah. Everybody, you know what? I remember Michael Irvin, after they won their fourth Super Bowl, I think it was, and he was yelling at Jerry Jones, we got to have four diamonds, four diamonds. Yeah. And that was like the biggest one.
Yeah.
And then the Patriots like, Cowboys. So this has been quite the...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just one display, but there's just a lot of cool things that you can
see. Actually, just see they're not, whoever wins it this year, they're not even getting rings. They're getting big medallions, like this big to hang and just walk around in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like Flava Flav.
That's not true, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's
I don't think so. Anyway,
hey Brittany, we got a text here. You can park your camper in my yard, Cowboy Dave.
Oh, perfect! Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cowboy Dave.
All right,
got another text here. Take it from somebody who spills on herself on a daily basis. Rinsing immediately with cold water will take out most stains.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn dish detergent is perfect for anything greasy or sticky. And if the Dawn dish detergent doesn't take it out, kiss it goodbye.
There you go,
Nancy.
Okay.
Brand new shirt. Brand new shirt. Brittany.
Where are you
Easter present.
It?
Mm-hmm. Brittany, Easter gift.
Easter bunny brought it.
First time ever worn it. Spill coffee on it.
Already?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. Isn't that a great way to start the week?
No.
And I'm getting a 3.5 hour root canal done today, Brittany.
Ouch.
I'm not looking for sympathy, but 3.5 hours, Brittany. I'm not looking for sympathy.
Just
not at
that.
All.
But now that the shirt's ruined, you can just wear that shirt, drool all over it. Nobody cares.
True.
Doesn't have to use that tissue poly. Don't need the alligator clips.
That is true. So that's a good point.
I'm good, Doc. Don't charge
that's
me.
A really good
Don't
point.
Don't charge me for the bib.
So, Brittany, give it to us again what this week's going to look like in your estimation.
Yeah, Brittany, when you talk about this 40% chance or this 50% chance, but really that could happen at midnight and the rest of the day could be great. You know what I mean? Like sometimes... It's not like a 50% chance at 2 in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? That do you
I agree.
So I think some people get a little bit worried about that, but it's really, that's the weather. And I was looking at that. I was just looking at my phone and it just seems like it's going to rain like at night. And who cares? As long as it doesn't rain during
the day. Why is it not windy during the day? Right. If that wind's coming off the bay type thing, that makes an entirely different day.
Right.
And the temperatures in the 60s is like great for us. We haven't really seen a lot of that.
Brittany, where are you going to stay when you come to town?
Good question. I don't know. I was like, am I sleeping in the back of my Jeep? Maybe.
Well, you can't sleep here. I think somebody already claimed that, right, Todd?
Yes.
One of our guys from corporate is going to be staying here. That's going
to
be fun.
Mike Clements is staying here, Brittany. But there's plenty of room. If you need a place to stay, go for it.
Oh, you guys are the best. Yeah, I figured it was just going to be slammed over there, everything. I'm assuming campsites are probably not even open or they're booked.
They're not booked.
No, they're not booked. But yes.
Are they open? I don't know. Because it was a huge thing about 3 months ago.
Right. Well, I know, EAA pulled up.
Like over at DePere. The fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds.
Are those open?
I think yes, but I don't have to check on that.
I mean, that'd be a great place, Brittany, to be honest with you. I mean, it's 10 minutes away.
Right.
All right. We'll look into that for you if you want.
How long? When are you going to be here?
I'm on that.
Yeah.
I want to be there Thursday and Friday for sure.
Okay.
Especially if the weather's coming through. I need to keep an eye on that.
Man, we'd love to get you in the studio one of the days. Say hello.
I would love to. That would be so much fun. Yes.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Very cool. You going to buy any cool swag?
Of course.
Yeah, got to.
Are you?
Oh, of course. Got to walk away with something. Absolutely.
This is so exciting. I can't believe it's here.
Well, that's the thing. You know what? That's the fun part. It finally feels like it's here.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is going to be great.
Yeah. And it's not like we just started talking about it. I mean, I think people are glad it's here.
We're going to talk a little bit about that event I'm hosting on Friday. We'll talk about that a little bit more down the road. We'll talk about that Tuesday. It's a thing for trying to get Jack Van Nisi into the National Football League Hall of Fame, bringing awareness for it and everything. We're hosting that at Heritage Hill on Friday. So that's a real special event to try to get some traction going to get him inducted into the National Football League Hall of Fame. So I'm honored to be a part of that. Dave Robinson, former Packer, and a lot of greats. Warren Gerds is going to be speaking on his behalf and a bunch of people. So hope a lot of folks can come out. We'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow.
There's a lot of great events going on besides, I mean, there's obviously a lot of stuff going on at Lambeau and in that whole Titletown district, but there's a lot of stuff off campus too that we got to remind people of because it didn't get all the traction that.
Well, you know what though? We'll see. You know what? It's one of those things because sometimes it's like, oh man, I don't think we're going to have a very good crowd. I don't think. And then all of a sudden droves of people turn up.
Right.
It's one of those kind of things.
I think a lot of that, what I'm saying, it wasn't, not a lot of that stuff was on the one pass. So you're right. It's going to be self-promoting through Facebook and all that.
People are going to have to find some things when you come to
town. But if they
look,
there's a lot going on every hour of every day. We have somebody coming on tomorrow that's hosting an NFL tailgate party. Not a Packer tailgate party. It's NFL. It's mascots from other teams. That's going to be pretty cool. And that's going on as well. Yeah, people. They talked to the lady. She's from Florida. So it's going to be, you know, that's just cool that there's other stuff going on. I mean, this is so much more than the Packers, and I think we have to remember that. This is
biggest regret. You know, I had two story ideas back when I used to do big-time feature stories for, like, the Coaches Show and the Lindy Infante Show, and they were always really offbeat type stories, okay? Two stories that I was shot down, I was not allowed to do. One was going to be at County Stadium, the Milwaukee County Stadium. Remember you had that low railing in the upper deck where you could push somebody over?
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those things where I was like this fan, and it's like, what happens if a ball comes over here? And I lunge, and we're going to have a dummy dressed like me.
Right.
Like Super Dave Osborne. And it's going to come, ah, flying out of the thing, and then I'd be on the ground and talking. They thought that was poor taste. Then the other one, Packy Pac-Man. He was a Packer mascot who disappeared after a year. I was going to have him under a bridge drinking out of a paper bag and stuff and smoking. Brittany, stick around. We got to talk more to you.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
I was an Army brat. My dad spent 23 years in the Army, retiring as a sergeant major. We had 31 different addresses, and it went to 17 different schools. I wanted to be just like him, the green beanie, as they called it, Army all the way. He said, no, son, you need to join the Navy. You'll have a warm bed and three hot meals a day. So I took his advice and joined the Navy, not knowing I would turn out to be a Marine Corpsman. We had no idea where we were going once we got to Vietnam. We loaded up on a C-47 and ended up landing at Chu Lai. I remember looking out the window just before we landed and seeing all these sand dunes and thinking, what the hell? I thought Vietnam was all jungle. Jim Barlament, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Sheds Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the best at arm wrestling? Well, time to put your money where your mouth is. It's another new Wisco 411 brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday, April 26th, starting at 8 a.m., is the Wisconsin State Arm Wrestling Championships and Expo in Oshkosh. And this is for everyone, all ages, kids, special abilities, women's, amateurs, men's. So if you think you have what it takes, sign up, try it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This one goes out to Brittany Merlot. Coming away from Rib Mountain in her little cabin alongside the hill. I could see you living in a cabin alongside a hill, Brittany.
Oh, I would love it.
I know you.
Either a hill, a mountainy kind of big, big hill, or a river or a lake. I love the Great Lakes. I'm not going
to
lie.
I know. Hard not to, isn't it?
It is. It's so hard. They are just amazing.
So that forecast is still sounding okay. Just bring a little poncho, do something, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But as long as that cold wind isn't a factor, we're good to go.
Yeah, so I was looking at the wind. I'm trying to figure out when it's going to be the windiest for you guys and which direction. And it looks like Friday it starts to get breezy, but it's going to be pulling out of the north, probably about 15 to 25 miles per hour north wind. Then it starts to turn a little easterly Saturday, but it starts to die out as that high pressure system moves in. So Friday, a little breezy, and it'll be out of the north. And I really think that rain moving in, I think we're going to have chances Wednesday night, probably 7 to 10 or so. And then this could linger into Thursday morning, some sprinkles till about 9 or 10 Thursday morning. And we kind of stay cloudy, dreary. And then another wave of showers moves in, probably 7 or so, 7 in the evening Thursday. And that lasts till about noon on Friday. Then this whole thing kicks on out of here. We're looking at clearing clouds, calming winds, nice sunshine on Saturday.
All right, we'll take that. I can't, you know, I'm trying to think back. Anybody ever remember bad weather at any of these? Not in Green Bay, but I mean like in the Kansas Cities or the Detroits or the Nashvilles or, I mean, they're all, no. So, okay.
But that Wednesday night is that kind of, I don't know, they don't call it opening ceremonies, but that's a big festival, fireworks. Yeah. That's here.
Plus the drone show. We still got the drone show coming up, which I'm excited about.
Yes.
I can't wait to see the drone show.
Yeah, that's over at
Those are amazing.
Yeah,
yes, that's going to be fun. Hey, Brittany, one other thing talking about just down the road here. You know, sometimes people have these weird, like the woolly caterpillar things or whatever. Have you seen any of these, maybe farmer almanac signs of what our summer is going to be like? And do you believe in any of those? Because I'm kind of a firm believer in nature. If nature does certain things, I don't think you can discount that. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, billions and billions of years of somehow developing certain things.
Right.
Yeah, there's signs.
I'm with you on that. I mean, was it last week they had like 160 million birds migrating north? I feel like that's a huge sign. Like that means the snow is over. We're done with the huge cold.
Did you see the dolphin? Did you see the dolphin thing?
No.
Thousands of dolphins off the coast of California congregated and they're heading someplace.
Did you see 60 Minutes last night? The Monarchs?
No.
I don't know what Anderson Cooper did the story. Like a billion or something, they go to Mexico and they just take off. Like it,
yeah.
It's like, how do they know? It's crazy. Those guys go from Canada, they go down there and they have a little party
and they all hook up at the same place to go.
They do.
How do they do
that? They mate down there. Some of them die and then they just come back. So although that's really, really, the count is really down.
Well, like you cast the first stone, it didn't go to Mexico, made it and died. Just saying.
That's how they got the reputation. The Monarchs started it. So,
wow. Anyway. But I'm a firm believer what Mother Nature shows.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree.
No question about it.
Cool stuff.
We got a text here. Chicago, the draft had some rain, says Pat.
All right. That was the first one.
Was it? Out of New York? First outdoor one, so to speak? I don't know. I think it was, though. I think you're right. I think Chicago had the first one. Yeah. I really do. All right, Brittany, well, one more time, give us a quick forecast, and we'll let you get on to your wonderful day.
All right, so we've got a little bit of light showers this morning. Those will clear on out of here. We'll actually see some sun by sunset today, highs in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow afternoon, a chance of some light showers as temperatures hit those mid-50s. Then the warm front lifts in for Wednesday. Beautiful sunshine, highs near 70 degrees on Wednesday. We've got some light rain moving in at night. Those sprinkles could last through Thursday morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy on Thursday, highs in the mid-60s, and then some light rain moving in by the evening. That'll continue into our Friday afternoon before that clears on out of here. Highs on Friday will still be in the low 60s. Winds pulling out of the north, getting a little breezy. And then Saturday, the high pressure system settles in. Tons of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s. And we stay bright and beautiful into Sunday, highs at about 60.
Perfect. We'll take it.
It is.
One thing about being over there amongst the whole thing, as far as that wind, I think there's going to be so much stuff around as far as wind barriers.
That's how I feel with the bleacher seating in the middle of winter. You're surrounded by people. You've got that body warmth. It's not even as cold as Soldier Field gets. No way.
Yeah. And there's, besides the stuff in the tent, there's a lot of stuff in the bowl too.
Yeah.
We're going to be in great shape. The other thing that's kind of good about that forecast is, 6 months ago or whatever, people were talking about snow. So people are like, there's nothing. The weather's going to be great. Even if
we'll take that.
Right.
I'm looking forward to going into the bowl and kind of watching some of it. I think that's kind of cool.
That Wisconsin day is going
to
be awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Brittany, thank you for getting up early for us. I hope to see you here around Green Bay, Wisconsin this week. And let's just have a great time, despite I don't know if I mentioned my root canal today. Don't even worry about it.
You've got this.
Okay.
You're strong. You got this. I'll see you guys this week. Have fun. All right,
thank you, Brittany. You're the best.
Bye.
See ya.
You too.
Brittany Merlot, civic media meteorologist. You know what? She could give the worst forecast in the world. Well, we're going to have a hurricane.
It's going to be so pleasant.
And you still feel good about it because she's just nice.
Yeah. And she's so independent. Like she's, that EAA and coming here and skiing and kayaking.
Hook up the trailer, hook up the pop-up, drive the truck, do the whole thing.
Get her.
She's tougher than both of us. She's more independent.
She would give out the orders.
Way more independent than you, Joe.
Todd, did we ask you?
Yeah.
Did we ask you, Todd?
She wouldn't be like, how do I get this coffee stain out of my shirt?
No, she would take charge.
Yep. Don't recognize that voice, Todd, I'll be honest with you. Just throwing that up.
We have some Dawn dish liquid in the kitchen. So if you want to rinse
Kathy?
That out.
Yeah. Go jump on that during the next break.
You got time.
All right, Will. When we come back, whatever you want to know about any player that's going to be drafted in the National Football League draft. I think they said 16 so far are coming of the players, of the potential top picks.
You know what? I could talk to you about where I think this is all going to end up.
That seems low, doesn't it?
Very.
I think that's half.
I do. I think they're going to... Okay, we'll talk about that.
All right. But anyway, if you have any questions... We've got the editor for Lindy Sports Draft Magazine, the 2025 Draft Guide. He's coming up next. Any questions, text us.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Bells tolling in church towers across Rome and at St. Peter's Square after the announcement that Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. ABC's Terry Moran has more.
The world is mourning the loss of Pope Francis.
Fratelli e sorelle, con profondo dolore.
The Vatican making the announcement that the leader of the 1.3 billion Catholics around the world had passed away at the age of 88. The Pontiff was hospitalized recently for pneumonia. The Vatican later revealed that his condition had worsened and that he was being treated for bilateral pneumonia.
After a brief period during which the Pope will be buried, cardinals from around the world will gather for the conclave where they will choose the next Pope.
This is the most important thing that they do. So many cardinals are bishops and archbishops and run dioceses, but once you become a cardinal, your main role is not only to advise the Pope, but to elect the next one.
Father James Martin, this is ABC News.